This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Today, we will be broadcasting news coverage of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, produced by KNBA.
From the 2019 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Tripp Krause. Language is front and center at the annual Elders and Youth Conference. This year's theme, Language is Our Superpower, echoed throughout much of the First Alaskans Institute event, and more than 1,100 people registered. On the last day of the conference, First Alaskans President and CEO Liz Medicine Crow reflected on the theme.
We should be really thinking about how can we lift up our native languages, and it's not a competition. It's an opportunity to love them all up.
Many of the workshops at Elders and Youth revolved around cultural understanding, as well as languages such as Lingit, Anangamtunu, and Gwich'in. For Medicine Crow and others, language is directly tied to sovereignty and self-governance.
You know, and if you use language as a place of understanding your relationship to places, then you also are understanding that there is a relationship happening. And so especially for our Indigenous people, our Native people, our Native nations, and then as nations, the tribes in which express governance right now in a contemporary context, being able to be who we are on our own lands, self-governing, requires that we find a pathway for the knowledge of our ancestors, the values of our peoples, be the conduit for carrying us through to the next generations. Governance is a way of expressing that. The way we decide to live amongst each other, to treat one another, to be related to one another, to address issues that we share in common together, that's governance. That's something that we've had for thousands of years.
The older keynote speaker was Sally Tagita Mayaga Swetsoff from Atka, Alaska. She grew up speaking Anangamtunu as her first language.
Our languages are a direct connection between us who are here today and all of our ancestors who lived in each generation before us. I want each and every one of our youth and elders to remember who we are and where we come from. This is our homeland.
Meanwhile, the Alaska Federation of Natives held its 8th annual tribal conference with the National Congress of American Indians. Typically, it's held on the day before the AFN convention begins. Key issues included climate change, blood quantum, and the 2020 U.S. Census. Nicole Borromeo is Executive Vice President and General Counsel for the Alaska Federation of Natives.
Well, we have a theme this year that is Alaska-driven and good government-related. The first part of the theme, good government, speaks to the need to have the state of Alaska working to meet the needs of all Alaskans. And Alaska-driven speaks to the need to have Alaskans driving state policy. So we're going to have a number of panels that are focused on pressing topics related to not only the fiscal policy concerns that have been engulfing the legislature and most of the state over the last year, but other constitutional ramifications as to what state policy decisions hold for the state.
A number of the draft resolutions address state budget cuts to integral issues that affect rural Alaska and Alaska Natives, including many budget proposals that Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed in the budgeting process. Borromeo says those vetoes are definitely on the minds of many regional members.
I would say it's in the top five issues for them, if not number one. And the delegates here have submitted resolutions that correspond with their priority needs, yes.
Several panels on the main stage will address those needs, such as growing concern for public safety. But Borromeo says this is an opportunity for delegates to have a say in current and future policy developments. From Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Tripp Krause.
The AFN newscast produced by KNBA and Kewanuk Broadcast Corporation. Funding by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Rasmussen Foundation, ConocoPhillips, The Siri Foundation, ExxonMobil Alaska, South Central Foundation, Manilik Association, Chelista Corporation, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Cook Inlet Lending Center, and Foundation Health Partners. This is a production of KNBA, Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, and Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News.